It's time for this week's Focus on Business, part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Jessamine County Chamber of Commerce CEO Amy Cloud. Begins with a subject of controversy in the county and region, the proposal to build a connector highway between Route 27 in Jessamine and I-75 in Madison County.
On the I-75 connector, we here in Kentucky are certainly no stranger to the collisions that often occur between environment and economy and economic growth. And that would be a good example of the two colliding.
Right.
You sit on the advisory committee, and of course you're looking at it from the perspective of a business and an economic development perspective. I'm sure, though, as a resident, you must be concerned about the impact on the green space and on quality of life. How do you balance those things? Has anybody found the answer to that?
The way I see it as a proponent for, I mean, I love progress. I'm all about business prosperity. To me, the I-75 connector is a no-brainer. Because we are so fast growing, we do not have interstate access. I can't imagine what will happen when we do all the great things. Granted, there's always a downside. We just need to make sure that our planning and zoning is in process of working out issues now, so when it's completed, that those rules will be in place where residents of our community can be rest assured that it's green space on either side. It's a two-lane road with a bridge going over the river and a bridge going over Tate's Creek, and on either side is green space, and it's protected, and it's not going to be the easy ramp-off access. It's, you know, things like that that I believe our local government and our state government can provide and promise to folks that are concerned about it, all the green space going away. It's been a study that's been in process for years so far, and there's years left to go. They are very meticulous about their studies and listening to the for and the against, and I believe that they will do it right. I have faith that once it's done, people will understand it was for the good of the community, for the growth of business, but also it didn't hurt our environment like people believe it may.
Jessamine is a county that still permits smoking in restaurants and public places, and it abuts a county, Fayette County, which banned it long ago. Mm-hmm. And the much-feared consequences for business never really materialized. Is that resistance still prevalent in Jessamine, or is this issue beginning to change?
I believe the issue's beginning to change. We don't have an ordinance in place for a smoke-free Jessamine County. But a majority of businesses that are in Jessamine County don't allow smoking. They've done this on their own. They have listened to their own customers and move the directions they felt best for their customer.
How long have you been in this role with the Chamber?
About 3.5 years.
Looking back over that time, what would you say so far has been your greatest accomplishment?
Oh, goodness. I think personally my greatest accomplishment is developing a youth leadership program through our Chamber, where we encourage juniors in high school to be a part of a leadership program for a year, where we pull back the green curtain, like at the Wizard of Oz, and they really see the wheels and cogs that make the community run every day, and also assisting in public transportation. We got Lextran to come in on the north end of town for a commuter run, and currently we're working on another bus service that could do a continuing loop bus service through Nicholasville. Our community is growing enough that we feel the need for basic public transportation for folks that are moving there.
Amy Cloud is CEO of the Jessamine County Chamber of Commerce. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.